What's up, guys? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Moss and Blood. Moss and Blood aims to improve the lives of individuals by inspiring them to achieve their highest level of performance under the most grueling of circumstances. Moss and Blood is more than a t-shirt company. We are a community of principled men and women created to unite extreme athletes and outdoorsmen in our conservation efforts across the globe. Go to www.mossandblood.com to shop our online store, where a percentage of every sale is donated to conservation causes that we care about. Kasky, thanks for coming on the podcast, brother.
Yes, sir. Nice to have. Thanks for having me, brother. I'm honored.
Yeah, congratulations. You know, like, this isn't even my final form. Came out yesterday. Number one fucking hip hop album in the world. Like, how do you feel? It must be hard to describe.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But honestly, man, In a way, I was like told this was going to happen by God, the universe. It was like, hey, keep on the path, keep walking in alignment, don't deviate from what's working from you, and it'll do that. So it's like, I don't know, it's just confirmation that I'm doing the right thing right now.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing when you just like you're open to all of the possibilities without any expectations, and things just kind of come to you and good things happen. Cause like, you know, you had said, I think yesterday, like, you did this with no promo, no ad budget, no music videos, features, you know, like, you made it in 2 weeks with your homies. And to me, this is just like the definition of DIY. And that's how, like, all of the best art has ever been made has been, you know, self-produced just for the purpose of like creating something beautiful for people. So like, why did you decide to go this route this time around?
I put out a lot of albums, and I feel like every album almost I've tried to play the game on some level of just like what the distribution company says is going to be better, or what this manager thought was going to be better. And so like for the last 2 years, I haven't had any management. I've just been, you know, running everything myself, and just kind of like honing in on what's really important to me and what I value. And like this year specifically, I just like got out of my way. My habits are really in line. I'm like I have no vices. I have nothing like that in my lines. So my mind is really clear. My intuition is really clear. And my last album, I played the game a little bit. I gave it to the distribution company a couple of weeks early. They had singles, all these things. And I felt like it didn't really change the trajectory of the album. And, I feel like the more I've been like just walking in line with my conscience lately, just my the momentum of my life has been increasing so hard. So I don't know, man. I just got that notification one day from the universe, like, boom, make this album, you know, or lock the studio time for a week. Mm-hmm. And started that, and the album just came together super organically and quickly. And then it was like, once I was nearing the ending of making it, I just got the next notification that was like, drop it July 1st. Don't think about it.
Yeah.
And so everyone kind of was like, wanted to have more of a plan and more of a structure. I just didn't listen to anybody. I said, hell no. Nah. Like, I got to listen to what's gifted to me. And it's a testament. Like you said, to me, all the best art throughout history, paintings, music, poetry, whatever, it was just made for the sake of, just the artist had to, they had just bled on the canvas. That's kind of exactly what this is to me. And it's really fulfilling that this is the one that is going, like, I can't even describe it.
Yeah. Cause you do it on your terms. And like, I can, you know, that was something that really, you know, resonated with me, since I've been following your stuff. Cause like, I'm also a musician, obviously, like not in, you know, the realm of hip hop, more like metal, and I do some kind of like experimental electronic stuff. But it's like, we've done those albums in the past where you had this, you know, expansive ideas for this record that you wanted to achieve. And then you get into the studio and like the producer doesn't want to make the record that you want to make. He wants to make his record, or the album, you know, like the record company wants to use different artwork than you have, because it's not going to sell records. And then you just, you end up with this thing that's just like, you know, it's an empty sort of carbon copy of what you really were hoping to achieve. And, you know, like in later down the road in our own career, we finally were just like, fuck it. Like, I don't even care if anybody likes this, but I need to like it. And you know what happened? Shit just started happening for us. We got signed within like 2 weeks and it just popped off. So I can relate, you know, doesn't matter what genre you're in. It's like all art forms, when they're, you know, expressed with authentic, just creativity for the sake of art, they always get picked up because people can recognize what's good, you know, and they don't even know what they're picking up on, but they're like, no, that's authentic and that's real. And that's what I really did get from your album. Like I put it on, you know, again this morning when I was doing my morning rock, like getting my shit in. And, you know, it's just like, you can really tell you put your whole heart into this one. You know, you can tell like there, you know, you're not talking about a bunch of bullshit. Like you're talking about your spirituality. You're talking about all the things you're promoting, you know, online, like getting after it and training and all this stuff that's, you know, making your life better and sharing that with other people. And now it's, you know, found its way into your music. So I kind of wanted to ask you, like, you know, and this was one of the songs that really hit me, which was Rock Bottom. And, you know, there's this one line that just resonated with me so much, which was, you know, what would we be without our problems? And, you know, I feel like that's a big thing that you're helping people with right now. And, you know, it's just like so many people play the victim mentality and you're just like, no, like, this is what made me and this is where I'm coming from. So maybe you can expand on that a little bit and just kind of what you're hoping to accomplish with that message.
Yeah, this quote's been ringing in my head like every day, which is our pain is our gifts. I heard it, but it's just been ringing in my head every day. And, you know, when I look back and I reflect on my life, all of the greatest pieces of my purpose, of my art, and they are all the direct result of the most painful things in my life. You know, when you just think about the world as a whole, like we're just, it's everyone's burden to carry some amount of pain. You know, I said in a book that I wrote that, for anything to live, so many things must die. And it's like, you know, it's just part of existence. Like everybody wants this painless existence. Our whole society is kind of geared toward, you know, not sitting with pain and, you know, prescription medications and comfort foods and TV and just all these things that kind of distract us from pain. And I fell into that trap for a really long time, and I found the most fulfillment and the most growth through just like completely embracing it, sitting with it, using it to grow me. And it just, as I mature, I just see that, like, man, it's in really in this abstract, hard to understand way, pain is just so important to your life. It adds so much depth to you. It makes you care about other people more. It makes you go deeper in your art. It makes, you know, I just, when I wrote that Rock Bottom song, that line was my favorite. I'm glad you picked that out, because that was my favorite line. What would we be without these problems? I'm like, we would be nothing. We, you know, I made music before my dad passed away, like for like maybe 6 months. That's when I started making music. And it was just all real surface layer. Like, I don't know. I didn't really have a lot of depth to me as an artist. I was just making just fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And when my dad passed away, the day he passed, a song came into my head. And it was a weird moment at the time, because it was like, you know, part of you almost feels like guilty for having an idea or being inspired, like in the midst of art like that. But in time, I've just like learned to realize that was the universe kind of gifting me exactly what I'm meant to do with my pain. Mm-hmm. And it just changed everything I scrapped all my music that I had made prior to my dad passing. And I just went in a totally new direction, because I could just feel it. There was just this whole other layer of depth and personality and just pain in my music. And it made it all more valuable. And my whole fan base and just everything I've garnered over my career, I feel like it's all been people that relate to the pain. I feel like pain is one of these universal things that everyone relates to in each other. We might have different, but like, man, everybody can relate to feeling so fucking low because of one thing or another. And I don't know, man, this existence is like a really trippy thing, you know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's super inspiring, I think, for people too, because, you know, you've obviously got like a large following, you know, you've done a lot of things with music, but like, you know, you're not holding yourself on a pedestal above everybody. You're like, I'm human, man. Like, I have my own struggles, my own challenges, and, you know, my own suffering. But like, I'm going to show you that you can transcend that and use that as fuel for like creativity and to create a better life for yourself and just, you know, motivation and stuff. Because that's the same thing for me. Like, you know, I had, you know, some very, you know, traumatic experiences, you know, back in like 2015. And, you know, whereas like, I won't get into all the gritty details, but I had like saved this woman from like a very violent sexual assault. And so that just, you know, while I was so proud to have, you know, had the guts to get involved in that, you know, it just, it put a darkness in my spirit for a very long time. And I went down a very similar path as you had kind of said. But like that darkness and that pain just created so much fuel and fire to, you know, transcend that, because, you know, it's like you hit a certain point where you're just like, it couldn't get any worse than this. And once you start striving, and, you know, like training is such a good place to start, because it's such a good metaphor for, you know, the spiritual aspects that you're talking about, because like, in order to grow physically from physical training, you know, you have to experience pain, right? You cannot grow your muscles if you don't reach the point of failure. And the exact same thing goes for your mind and like your personal belief in yourself, how far you can go. So, you know, that was just like a really special message for me. I listened to that song like four times on my ruck this morning. So, and you know, and let's dive into that a little bit too, because, you know, with like you kind of becoming like a real motivator on social media, you know, it's a powerful thing for hip hop specifically, I think, because there is a lot of just trend setting bullshit these days that's just for likes and attention and superficial things. And, you know, how can I beat the algorithm, or how can I kind of make a clown of myself on YouTube so people will watch it? And you're like, fuck all that. I don't care if I'm buying into, you know, the culture. It's like, I'm going to create a parallel culture of people who are getting after it. And so
literally, you know, I'm gonna be real. I never like thought I'd be even like, you even like said, like motivational speaker. Like, I never really thought that was ever going to be a part of my journey. It's just that I feel this message like so potently in my spirit that I can't not talk about it every day, because I, you know, I spent like 10 years in this career, in this, you know, music industry, trying to figure that out. You know, I had a lot of pain in my life. I had some outward success and validation, and I was always kind of chasing that. Like, I thought that, you know, if I had success at this level, that all this like pain would go away. And so I just went the path that, like, I've tried all sorts of different things. And I wouldn't say I've ever like sold out in my career, because I've always had this level of integrity, I guess, myself as an artist. But I have like tried these things, or like, you know, entertain these thoughts in my head for a long time. Like, fuck, is this what I need to do to get on? Or is this thing important? And I probably assigned way more value to things a lot over my career, you know, things that just ultimately did not matter. And like I love that you said creating a parallel culture. That's like literally, it's at the forefront of my fucking head right now, is that like, this is my mission as an artist. I used to just think it was for me to make albums and put them out. And like, my whole mission statement has changed. I'll always make albums because that's really about me and my journey. Like, I make albums for me. I love that people relate to them and shit, but like, I literally, it's my outlet. It's my thing. It's just what I do. But like, I have this extra layer of my purpose now, which is that like, fuck, I got to show all of these kids that route that I took, I wasted 10 years and I made myself so unhappy. The artists that promote all of these things and like, you know, they're like dragging us all off a fucking cliff. Mm-hmm. And they fuck if we fall off of there. They're just like, hell, I'm getting paid. Come on, rock off this cliff, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's so my mission to do the fucking opposite. Like, bro, you're going to see me wear this outfit every fucking day for the next 10 years, a black t-shirt, black pants, and black boots. because I just do not give a fuck about any of the outward things anymore. Mm-hmm. It just, because I got to be the perfect example. Like, you know, kids can value that shit as much as they want. There's nothing really intrinsically bad about fashion or material thing, anything like that. I have things that I'm into that I'll be acquiring on this mm-hmm. journey. But I think you got to just be honest with what it is. But they're not like universal. Like if you're into designer clothes and you're just really into fashion, hey, I'll fucking lean into it and shit. But it's not like you have to have any of those things. Not, those aren't the important things, you know, mm-hmm. that, you know, there's literally so many elements of this culture of music that are just the wrong shit. It's everything from drug use to the lifestyle to fucking random women and fucking, you know, being only about yourself and the way social media is used. And like you said, the sensationalism of like, oh, I got to post and do this. And there's just so many elements. This album's like been so fulfilling to me. It's just like doubled down my purpose mm-hmm. because I literally, for the first time in my career, had zero influence of that. You know, every other album I've still had this kind of integrity, but there's been some fucking level of me that's like, well, let's try to make a hit or like, mm-hmm. let's structure it this way because this is more appealing. I tuned all of that shit out. This one, and I just went in the studio and just fucking bled on the mic for fucking 7-8 days, 15-hour days, and I just like didn't listen to anything. I didn't mm-hmm. let any outside voices taint my vision. Like you said, it's like you, even if you just taint the cover, the fucking, you know, there's any little element, it just like takes your power level. Like I just have ultimate power with this one because I just listen to the guiding voice inside of me. And that's like really my mission with artists, because there is no one size fits all fucking method, bro. It's like every artist that has came up and really made an impact in this world had a totally different story. Then, you know, Basquiat's story is so different than Picasso. It's mm-hmm. so different. Every artist has a really unique story, and that's part of our own genius, is that you just got to tune out all the fucking noise and what you're genuinely being called by your spirit that's not influenced by the internet and social media and other people's opinions. You got to like silence all of that as much as you can and just listen to your guiding voice. Like that's my, I'm going to dedicate the next 20 years of my life to making sure artists hear that fucking message, like, and like, it'll be so much more than just through my music. I'm like gonna put on events and go speak at high schools and mm-hmm. write books. It's like a real, that's my mission now, is to like change the next decade of artists. Cause my last 10 years as an artist was fucking hell listening mm-hmm. to these pull me off a cliff. Like I said, they just don't give a fuck. They, as long as it benefits them, they won't tell you this. Like, you know, I followed so many artists and they just like, I haven't heard any artist just say out loud, like, hey, motherfucker, you don't have to play the game. Mm-hmm. You could be a guy in a fucking t-shirt. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have jewelry. You don't have to fucking do this shit or dye your hair. Just whatever. Dude, I have a fucking mustache right now. I'm just like, like, I'm doing the opposite of what anyone would tell me would work. You know, it's like, I just want to be a testament that just fuck, dude. And even if outwardly I didn't succeed as much, I would still push this message because that's the real win. It's like I've had, you know, I signed to Cash Money when I was 20 years old and on an outward level, I had success. I had validation and people praised me and I was known in my city. And I, you know, I had like that outward level of success, but internally I was fucked up, you know, mm-hmm. Fucked up. I didn't have my friends around me. I had management that was like, you know, kind of controlling and giving their input on what the fuck I did. And I was around all this success, but like internally, I really wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't fulfilled by the music I was making. I wasn't fulfilled by how I was conducting my life. I wasn't in control of my art. Like I was like allowed to make the music that I wanted to make, but just in the sense of like, I had a lot of influence going on. I had a lot of opinions on me. And like, dude, it was the most depressing time of my life. It was just so, I felt so empty. Like I almost quit music multiple times throughout these 10 years because I blamed the music industry or music. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's what I want to steer kids away from. It's like, bro, if you just tune out all the noise, you'll be really fulfilled by just making music and making what's authentic to you. You'd rather do that and be fucking broke than be rich and doing some shit that don't resonate with you because it'll make you hate yourself, you know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's because it's, you kind of touched on it and it is because you are not like, as you said, in your power. You know, you might be having commercial success and, you know, you're doing all the right things as far as what people are telling you to do, but it's like, you aren't standing in your power and confident and like, no, this is the route that I want to go. And I'm going to fucking die on this hill because this is what I believe in. And this is an expression of myself. And I'm not going to let other people, you know, use me like a little pawn, you know, taking energy and power away from me. And, you know, like you're saying, like by just simplifying your clothing and, you know, not buying into, you know, the different trends and things like that. It's like that to me is powerful. And you know what? At the same time too, back to this kind of concept of like a parallel culture, it's like if every net new person that comes out that wants to make a record and get, you know, famous and be successful in the music industry just keeps doing the same bullshit that's happening on social media, you'll never have a new movement of, you know, just good people doing good things in the industry and just setting a new tone for what you can accomplish while also not being a piece of shit. And that only happens by straying from that path and doing something different and new.
Black Sheep. That's been my brand since the beginning, and it makes the most sense now than it ever has. Like, I'm about to be really polarizing on the internet because my opinion about this is so fucking poignant at this point that I'm like, I'm not going to be passive about it. I got to speak up loud as fuck because I'm super clear on this. And lots of people in the industry are not going to like it because it's not really to their benefit. Like, it's, you know, I realize that everybody in the industry that's offering their opinion, managers, fucking labels, who the fuck ever, they're just in it for the dollar amount. So they're like, they'll give an opinion on an artist of like, hey, this is, we studied the algorithms and the metrics and like, this is what's going to make it go. And it's like, well, who gives a fuck? Like, for an artist spirit, you know, if it goes further, that has nothing to do with fulfilling. Do you want an artist to be rich or fulfilled? Me, fulfilled all day, because having any outward success and not being really internally fulfilled by it is a fucking hell. It is the worst thing that can happen. It'll make you hate your career. You know, it's like, dude, whatever you're passionate about and you do, it's such a blessing. It's such a gift from God. And it's like, it's really your job to just listen to that and hone in on that. That's what will feed your spirit. And truthfully, when your spirit is fed, your state of being is high. And when your state of being is high, you attract everything you fucking want anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it is true. Because like any time in my life that I've ever just been like pursuing money, 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 instead of just being like, you know, asking myself, like I did this about a month ago or 2 months ago when I kind of started my new clothing brand. And it was just like, why do I want to have a following? Why do I want to have attention on me? Like, is it just to feed my ego and, you know, scratch an itch because I'm not feeling, you know, feeling myself essentially? Or, you know, I need to clarify my mission is like, if there's anything nowadays that I post on social media, or if I post, you know, through the vessel of my brand, I ask myself before I write it, like, why am I writing this post? And is it helping someone? Because if I'm just writing this to, you know, jerk myself off and get likes and attention, and then if that's all it's about, I don't need to write that. But if I truly feel something and I put it down on paper and I put it out there, whether I think it's, you know, whether it's what people want to hear or not, I need to put that out there. And that needs to be my why. And you know what? Only good things have been happening for me since I changed that approach.
Bro, it's the easiest hack. I was stuck all last year at 270,000 followers on my page, 275, something like that, for an entire year. I couldn't figure out how the fuck to get over the number. And every time I was posting, I was doing what you were talking about doing before. I was like, fuck, okay, how is this going to look cool? Is this going to go? Is this going to be viral? Literally none of it, it all had to do with me. Hmm. Had to do with me and looking cool and trying to get big, right? And the more I've got out of my fucking own way, my page, like if you look at my page from an aesthetic brand perspective right now, it looks like shit. I'll admit that. Like it's all over the place. It's fucking random as fuck. But what it is that I completely stopped caring about that element. Mm. And I feel these things in my spirit. And every day I just say exactly what's called of me, whether sometimes it's just something funny, it's lighthearted, but like most of the time it's something fucking deep. It's what's on my mind. I'm not even really posting that much music. Like I am now the week of my album coming out, but like when I just started putting out honest value, like you said, is this fucking valuable? Is this going to do something for somebody? And I made it not about me. I started growing. Once I started doing that, for the last month, I've grown 1,000 to 2,000 followers every single day. And I was stuck at that goddamn number for a fucking year because I was just thinking about me and being cool and looking cool. It's like, who gives a fuck, dude? Nobody is going to remember that shit. It just, is it valuable? Is it honest? Is it, you know, and sometimes things about yourself are, and your art and what you're working on are valuable just in the fact that you're being honest. You know, it's like, it's just, you got to remove the trying to fucking strive for something. I mean, just everybody's so lost with it. I was so lost with it because we just want to succeed. We want to take care of our families. We want to be validated. Like it's not coming from a terrible place, you know, like most of the time it's just misguided, man. And I just, so that's my whole mission is like, I got to fucking re-guide people, man. Like my people, you know?
Yeah. And it's, I like that you're not so precious about it. I think that's what holds so many people back who probably have something really valuable to say that could help people, but they're always worried like, oh, I only got 200 followers. I got to, you know, no one's going to fucking give a fuck about what I have to say or this or, you know,
people will care. If you're authentic, you will cut through the fucking noise. You know, I don't even like, I don't overthink any of that shit. Everything I post is a one take. Sometimes I stumble my words. I cuss too much. I fucking am crying sometimes, you know, it's just like, I stopped the second I just really stopped thinking about it. And I just stopped making my whole life about me. That's like, you know, it's bleeding into social media, but this is my whole life. Like I gave up every single one of my vices, every single one of my like personal pleasure seek. I gave up every single one of them. And as I did it, I told myself, this life isn't fucking about me. It's about my family. It's about who I can serve. It's about other people because I lived a lot. I'm 29. I lived a lot of my life for me. It was fucking miserable. You know, I was never fulfilled. I've given up everything that I thought that I wanted so that I could be a better uncle to my nephew who's here, so I could be a better son to my mom, so I could be a better leader to my fans. And it's the most fulfilling thing. I will never sleep in anymore. I'll be up every fucking day at the time I sit. Right now it's 5 a.m. for the rest of the year. After that, it's going to be 4 a.m. I'm going to make it even harder. I just, like, I will not miss that shit because it's not even hard for me. Like that used to be one of the hardest things for me. Sex, drugs, and wake up time were probably the three fucking top three hardest ones for me. And I've conquered all three of them at a fucking savage level. And it's not even hard for me the wake up time anymore because it's honestly hard for me to go to sleep. Like I got 1 hour of sleep last night. I'm on fire. Like I'll sleep when I really feel like I need it, man. You know, sometimes I might need a nap or something like that, but like, it's really fucking hard for me to go to bed at night because I'm just so purpose driven for other people. And then when that alarm clock goes off, it's the easiest fucking thing now for me to wake up because I'm just like, boom, got to serve people, got to serve my mom, my nephew need, you know, it's like, dude, my dad failed me as a fucking leader. So it's like, I know my nephew will fucking go through hell like I went through if he don't have somebody so fucking damn solid in his life. And it's like, dude, that's what I'll be. I'll give up every fuck. It's like, that's the level kind of we got to get to as a society, bro. It's like, we just got to, dude, this life is not about us, bro. The more we make it about us, the more miserable you'll be. You know, it's like, you'll be way more fulfilled giving away all of your value and shit to other people because it just is reciprocated back. You become the source of it. You know, it's like, dude, that's a way more fulfilling life.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, so many men especially struggle with that. Like, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? What is my purpose? Right. And you know what your fucking purpose is as a human being is to help other people. That's how we've survived, you know, this whole time is helping other people. And now everyone's worrying about, you know, their fucking self and all this other stuff. But it's like, if you're feeling shitty or depressed, you know, the best way to feel good about yourself is to help someone else.
Somebody else. Yeah. Yeah. And like the real, you're even like to refine that point is like your purpose is to hone in on the most painful things in your life and solve those because you'll be able to give that away real easy. Like I could help get over a second. Hold on, I got a call coming in. Let me deny it. Am I still here?
Yeah, you're good.
Hold on, let me deny this shit. Motherfucker. All right, well, yeah, like. To refine that even more, it's like hone in on the most painful thing in your life and fix that. and then give that away. Like, I can help somebody with a sex addiction, a drug addiction, and is lazy as fuck. I can help them more than fucking anybody, because that was my biggest shit. And I could just smack them in the face with truth. You know, it's like, just, I'm with you. The helping other people is the whole fucking mission. And it's like, yeah, we have different avenues. Like, for me, it's writing, it's music, you know, like, we all have different things, but no matter what, you could be a fucking janitor and just fucking go about your whole day giving away value. It's like, dude, we're meant to play a piece in society, find a role to play, and then just be as fucking valuable as you can to other people. That is the most fulfilling life. It's a really Western concept and a really new concept to be so about ourselves. And it's to our detriment. You know, 1,000 years ago, when we're in the tribe, nobody gave a fuck what you wanted. I'm just gonna be real. When you're in a fucking tribe with the fucking natives or fucking, you know, Mesoamerica, nobody gave a fuck what your personal goals were. You know, I'm just gonna be real. You played a role. You had a role as a man, a role as a woman, and you were there to serve your family, your parents. Like, God, we like totally lost that. I don't know when it happened, but it fucked me up for a long time. But now that I've seen the light, I'm on fire about it. I can't even have normal conversations lately, because I'm just like, dude, fucking gotta snap.
Yeah. Yeah, no, man, it's so inspiring. And, you know, I think we got about 6 minutes left here. So, you know, I just kind of wanted to.
This is awesome, bro. Don't rush.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting a little message on here saying I need to upgrade. If for some reason it fucks up the meeting, I'll figure it out. But let's keep going then, because, you know, it is that, like, it's the problem with our culture now, where it's just a me first culture, right? And yes, you've got so many people who have been told, you know, since the time they're 18, even, it's like, you know, Westerners have this message where it's like, oh, you hit 18, get the fuck out, you know? Whereas like, you look at Eastern cultures, you know why they immigrate here and they're doing great? They keep their family together, and they keep the resources together and help each other and help the elderly right. People.
It's beautiful. When you go off on your own and just totally leave your family, I did that. You fucking are lost as fuck, dude. Yeah. You don't have a support system. Like, I literally have been getting the download all, like, the last month that I'm moving back here, like, to Florida. Like, I live in LA now, and I'm about to go on tour for 3 months. And God's just been dropping in my fucking head. Right when you get off tour, come back home. Because, bro, my mom needs me. My mom's raising my nephew right now. These kids, even just in a greater sense, like the kids in the city that I grew up in, bro, I'm here to fucking inspire them. It ain't about me. It's like, when I'm in LA, there's plenty of inspiration out there for kids. There's plenty of Lambos out there, bro. I'm going to be riding through Winter Springs. This fuck, God, hold up. I keep getting calls, bro. Fuck. 1 second. It's like, even like in the greater sense of just like, oh, wait, can you see me?
It cut out there.
Boom. Am I back?
Oh, yeah, you're back.
We're good.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with this timer. I've never seen it before. Like, normally I can do like 2-3 hours. For some reason, it's giving me a timer to upgrade. I don't know. Maybe they changed the program, but we'll figure it out.
How long?
It says 4 minutes, but normally it's like 2 hours.
I'm going to drop this gem then as much as I can in these 4 minutes. All right. So, like, even in the greatest sense of just my mom and my nephew coming back here, I'm like, man, I got to come inspire the city that I'm from, bro. Like, in LA, there's plenty of Lambos. There's plenty of fucking people to inspire people out there. But, like, in the city that I come from, there's nobody like me that has made it out besides me. So I'm like, bro, I'm going to come back here and dedicate all my resources and time to here and just be more of a community leader. Like, that's just been poignant in my head. And, like, bro, that's really the fulfilling life, is just giving up whatever we're, you know, all these pleasures that we think are going to fulfill us. They don't do shit, bro. They just leave you empty as fuck.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's, you know, that's the thing, right? Like, it's not about, you know, external validation or even just like material gains or even just about being fucking happy all the time, because you're never going to be happy all the time. But if you're fulfilled with your craft, it's like, that will always be the anchor in your life that keeps, you know, you centered and striving towards more when things do get hard, because you have that purpose, that thing that your reason to keep going.
Yep. And you're proud of your character. Like when you're really purpose driven for other people, even on those low days when you're not happy, like there's days where I fucking an hour of sleep, I'm miserable in the morning. But deeply, on a deep level, I'm really fulfilled because I know that I'm walking the right path. I don't have a bunch of regret. I don't have a bunch of shame. That shit's worth more than fucking anything, bro. Because when you're all about yourself, you're full of regret and shame.
No, absolutely. And, you know, kind of before we go, I just want to make sure people who've enjoyed the podcast can find you on social media and just let them know where to buy your album.
Caskey, Caskey on everything. And my album's called This Isn't Even My Final Form. Just Google Caskey, though. I'm popping the fuck up.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, man. This was an awesome conversation.
I hope we get to do a follow-up, brother, in person or something.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Moss and Blood Podcast. I'm Bronson Lee Norton. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to like and subscribe to stay updated on the latest episodes, or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Until next time.